Dieting is the curse of the modern age. Having freed ourselves from religious puritanism, we've fallen prey to the far worse medical kind. No sooner have the first crocuses emerged from the frozen earth than the media announce that dieting season has arrived. Those of us who were born long before the 1960s weight loss craze have heard them all. We've trodden the downward path from our mother's version of good food, lots of butter and eggs, milk and steaks and bacon, to the neo-Puritan platters of today. 3 ounces of white fish, a few steamed vegetables, a bowl of sprouts, and a glass of purified water. Back in the golden days before healthy food was invented, we ate what we liked, if we could get it. Now, perfectly fit people consult cholesterol, calorie, and sodium charts in restaurants and frown over the lists of additives on supermarket food packaging. Don't they know it's only the chemicals that make modern food edible? When the package says genetically modified, this means you. You have been genetically modified to eat this stuff and take the consequences. It took millions of years of evolution to raise our diets from grains and raw green stuff to the double maxi burger with large fries. If we're going to eat natural food like our Neanderthal ancestors, we may as well go and live in caves and save a fortune on the mortgage payments. Every spring, the pressure to diet rises to a pitch of hysteria. 12 weeks to summer, scream the magazines at the supermarket checkout. On the internet, the words slimming diet bring up 25 million hits. The diet industry's major product is not health and slimness, but anxiety. They keep their public constantly off balance by promoting a new miracle diet about once a week. If a diet can be created by the human imagination, it has been. All protein diets, carbohydrate diets, liquid diets, rice diets, grapefruit or kiwi fruit or banana or boiled cabbage diets. The slogan, "You are what you eat," takes on a new and sinister meaning when we contemplate these dreadful menus. It's all about body image, and this raises intriguing questions. In some cultures, as we know, fat is good. It's a sign of success or a mark of health and therefore of beauty. In our culture, we favour height, especially in men. A tall man like Mayor de Blasio, 6'5", has a power advantage, which is why short men like President Putin, 5'5", are always so angry because they have to stand on boxes to make their speeches. Increasingly, this is true for women too, at least in the world of work. We all want to be seen, to occupy space. It's a deep psychological need that we get from being overlooked in childhood. But when it comes to the human figure, we admire the vertical dimension and disdain the horizontal. There is no diet that can increase our height, and that's why dieting is such a poignant metaphor of the human condition. All our problems are multidimensional, and we are offered nothing but one-dimensional solutions. This is David Boucher.